The window gleam runs round the house because the sun goes from sign to sign in the zodiac. Anyone who has affinity with a star has a concurrence with his star. If his ascendant star be Venus, his whole affirmation and love and desire is for joy. And if he be one born under Mars, one whose nature is to shed blood, he seeks war and malignity and enmity.
Okay, this part everybody knows. Astrology. If you are under this star, this will happen to you and another. What's the star to us? What it means, the star?
Well, a point of light.
We made a rule about the light. Light is the most exceptional star, isn't it? First of all, it runs so fast that nothing could run that way. And everything is being seen because of light. Light itself is not seeable. You will not see it. And light is the thing that you cannot understand. Let's put it that way. Therefore, light represents God. To us, light is God. Because everything depends on that. Then, look around you. Who is the God? The sun. That's why Mitra comes from sun, and Mitra is the sun himself. That's why we try to call son of a God, sun, S-U-N. That's sun, Sunday, S-U-N-day. This is the basic of mythology. We believe that this sun represents God because we owe everything to that. But we cannot look at it. We go blind. How do we see the light of sun? Moon. Moon becomes what? Messenger. Prophets are moon to us. All of them. Rumi will say it to you. Say, look at it, the prophet is the moon. But the moon is not alone. There are stars around it. So the people around the prophet are the stars. The saints to us are the stars. This is for sure. You will see in other stories, Rumi will explain it to you why. Here, they will say, and you, who are you? Depends which star you are following. Because all the stars are not equal. Stars will transmit the, not the second hand, the third hand light, right? They receive it from moon. In Rumi's time, that's how it was. It was supposed to be understood. So, it depends what kind of star you're looking at. Or, how did you choose your source of enlightenment? Light comes from sun to the moon, to the stars, to you. We know this. We know knowledge from God to prophet to saints to seekers. It depends which star are you from. And, yes?
Beyond the stars are stars in which no conflagration.
When I talk about the stars, you realize that. Behind you there is this star influence, right? Behind this star there is another one. So all these stars are influenced by something else. To us this is not only it. So there are the stars behind the stars, yes?
In which is no conflagration or sinister aspect.
Because these stars we're looking at has positive and negative. I said the saints could be good or bad. No. You could follow the wrong way. Therefore, here I said there is wrong and right. Behind it is pure. When you go to the essence of light, there is no good or bad, positive or negative.
Moving in other heavens, not these seven heavens known to all. Imminent in the radiance of the light of God, neither joined to each other, nor separate from each other.
How do you understand that? It was so simple, let's just stay there. He talks about the people imminent in the radiance of the light of God. These are the people. So imagine a group of people. This group of people, they are individuals and they are not. They are one and they are 1,000. You should be able to imagine that, because later when we talk about the awliya, the saints, and we say, there is thousands of them, but to us they look one, because they represent one truth, one goodness, one pure source. Yes?
When anyone's ascendant is those stars, his soul burns the infidels in driving off. His anger is not the anger of the man born under Mars, perverse, and of such nature that it is dominant and dominated.
It's not dominate and dominated. It's very bad. The verse is Mungalib Ru Qalibu Maqlub Khu, which is a strange combination. It is played with one word, which is Qala'a, means domination. Mungalib Ru means his face shows that he is excited and he is changing. He is moving towards somewhere, and Qalib, he is the conqueror, the one who succeeds, but he has the attitude of a loser. He is the winner with the attitude of a loser. Could you imagine that to begin with? Yeah. Imagine a good fellow, successful. So he has the face of a successful man, and he has a self-confidence without the arrogance. So he looks like the loser. This is what he's describing here, just the opposite of the animal. He would say the attitude of the loser, but being the winner, and your face will show that you are being changed, being revolutionized, because inqilab is that word.
Transformed.
Transformed. Yeah, transformation is there, yes. But harsh transformation. Just something like that. Something which is not as simple as 1 + 1 = 2. Yes?
The dominant light is secure from defect and dimness between the two fingers of the light of God. God has scattered that light.
You know the story of two fingers? You know? The two fingers is the oldest version of television. In our stories, when somebody wants to show something to someone else, we say, look from here. Within these two fingers, the guy will see something else, as if these two will be the cricket of the movie making or something like that, which will show, yes, which will show another scenery. That's the two finger. That's what God uses to show the people something. The Muhammad will do this, and the people looking from there, you know what?
Focus.
It's not necessarily this when I say two fingers, but Asfain will cover this. This is a better idea. You see what I'm holding? The point over there. And if you see it through my point, means you see it like this, my binocular, right? This is how these two fingers started in Arab language. Now there is a source of confusion. They think it was like this. And what was it? This is like this. Means looking from a special point of view. That's Asfain. Means two fingers. Yes.
God has scattered that light over spirits. The fortunate have held up their skirts. And he, having gained that strong largesse of life, has turned his face away from all except God. Whosoever has lacked a skirt of love is left without share in that strong largesse of light. The faces of particulars are set towards the universal. Nightingales play the game of love with the rose.